comments, Jim, and each of you had important points that I think, you know, when we look at it and we think about how we might integrate these, I guess there are two factors that I'd like to point out. One is that while it's very, very important for the expert groups to talk about collaboration, none of our collaboration means anything if it isn't useful to the member states. And the only way that we'll know if it's useful to the member states is to hear from the member states and to engage in dialogue that's not just about this session or the next session or next year's session, but actually what are those problems. And I think when we go back to the chart that I had on earlier that showed the need for a way to monitor just transition, that actually becomes the feedback loop that we need to understand how the expert group should be focused and what we should be doing. The second thing that I'd like to bring up is that when we designed this session, and if you saw the slides that were up there, it actually says we're asking for a mandate, a cross-cutting mandate for each of the expert groups, so that each of us has within our portfolio work on just transition. In other words, it's not just coal mine methane or gases or electricity systems, but all of us need to be thinking about that. And I'd also say that even when we speak of renewable energy, we may be looking down the road in a decade or more and looking at things that we should have done differently there as well. How do we recycle panels, blades off of wind turbines, and other things like that? Those are sort of trivial examples. There are probably many things I haven't thought of, but I can tell you there's also a lot of circuitry which have embedded valuable resources that now just goes to waste and doesn't get recycled. So there's a lot that we can do. We only have like 2 minutes left, so I'll pick if anyone has in the audience has Norway, please.